framework reporting entity, hand over the phone.
I know Bowie's going to tee this topic up, but before he does that, I wanted to introduce you to Brian North, who is a new staff member working on the Concepts Project, sitting directly across from me there. He is going to function as our, he's not a PTA, he's an assistant project manager, but today he's going to help us with writing up the results of this meeting.
I'll try and give you something clear to write up.
Thank you. The objective of this meeting is to discuss the revised project timeline for the reporting entity phase of the conceptual framework project. Based on the discussions at the October joint meeting, there seems to be two significant issues that are potentially troublesome. First issue is the entity versus proprietary perspective. In the preliminary views document, the board indicated a preference of the entity perspective, but did not discuss the issue in the exposure draft. The staff thinks the board should not discuss the perspective from which financial statements are presented for the reasons listed in paragraph 13 of the paper, and recommends that the board not address the issue of the entity versus proprietary perspective in the reporting entity chapter. Question one for the board is asked if the board agrees.
Can I ask you a question? Are we going to address that sometime, somewhere?
Our understanding is that the issue is taken care of in chapter one.
Yes.
Any questions?
I thought we got a lot of pushback that we didn't have to address it.
Where would you suggest we address it?
I don't know. I thought that's what we did in chapter one. We said, well, we'll move it to here. You know, we just kind of were kicking the can.
We didn't use the term in chapter one, but we did discuss that the statements are the statements of the entity and not of its owners, and that's, I thought, a resolution of the issue.
And are we getting any pushback? People think we haven't adequately addressed the issue. That's the only question.
Tom?
I think that we don't need to address it in the body of this concept statement or chapter, but I would recommend that we briefly lay out what's said in chapter 13 and paragraph 13 and the basis for conclusions, so that people who are asking what are we doing with that, we reiterate what's in paragraph 13.
I agree with that.
I actually wanted to make a point on that. I'm sorry. Okay. To your question, John, are we getting any pushback? I think this is one of the least accepted notions in the private company community about when they should combine financial statements. In other words, I don't think they accept that the owners aren't users of financial statements. And I realize that that may be a FASB U.S. perspective, but, I personally think that it would be something we would want to do a little bit of further discussion about with them. So whether it needs to be part of this project or whether it should cause a delay, for everybody, I'm not sure, but I'm not at this point willing to say no further work.
Isn't that a chapter one issue?
I think I agree with what you just said. We do need to deal with that issue, and I think it goes a little deeper than you've even said there. I think there may actually be some private companies that don't have what we describe as a primary user at all. But I don't think that's an entity versus proprietary issue. I don't mind addressing that issue at all in this chapter if it turns out we need to, but I don't think we should describe it as an entity perspective versus proprietary perspective issue. That would be my own concern.
Steve?
The question we've been asked is entity versus proprietary, and yet in paragraph 10, it's entity versus proprietary or parent company approach. And I think a lot of the questions that we get is not proprietary, it's entity approach and parent company perspective approach, however you want to call it. And I think we do need to do more work on this, and I think we need to write down somewhere very clearly what we're trying to do with this. I don't think it was addressed properly in, when we did Chapter 1.
Other thoughts?
I could support where Stephen is going. I frankly wasn't thrilled with the outcome of this conclusion, and that's why I could see potentially being examined it again or make it more clear.
Do you have leanings? In other words, suggestions for where the staff should focus?
Well, and the trouble is we don't quite drill down into enough detail in here. So we say entity perspective because producing financial statements for a wide range of capital providers, debt holders, equity shareholders, and the like. And yet the complaint I think we get is, what does that actually mean in terms of how the income statement is presented? So people still struggle with the consequence of this. And in particular, the user of financial statements tends to be the parent company shareholders in many cases. Debt holders to one side, but the non-controlling interest investors in the group, they tend not to use these financial statements as their main source. So people, I think, struggle with how the entity perspective translates into communicating information to the parent company shareholders.
That's it.
Okay.
So when we finalize Chapter 1, I have thought this kind of, say, entity and the proprietary perspective should be dealt with. But
excuse me.
At that time, I agreed not to dealt with in detail, but I still have trouble with what the difference between the proprietary perspective and the parent company approach, and also that I try to understand why, say, EPS is provided based on sort of the parent companies, shareholders' views, I think. So there are some information that's provided based on proprietary perspective or parent company perspective. So I would like to clarify just to some extent why that information is required or provided or that kind of things. But I don't know, it's not the this one, a reporting entity, but we have finished Chapter 1, but in any case, in somewhere, I would like to clarify this point.
Or?
Just since reiterate what Tom said, I don't want to do any more work on this. I think we've had discussions at length in context of earlier work. I think we've come to a view which is expressed in Chapter 1, and we should leave it. I think you'll find it'll be a fruitless discussion if you do that in the future. And frankly, I think it'd be a waste of time.
Any additional comments? Should I call both folks? Okay. Does anybody object to the staff recommendation, which was to
not to address
further? Right.
Does that include putting chapter 13 in the basis or not?
Well, that's not paragraph 13. I wouldn't consider that as much water.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's a difference between absolutely writing nothing about this.
You're right, there is.
Anyway,
I agree with that.
I agree with Stephen.
To do more work. So you object?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that the way it's worded here is what I would do, but I think, going back to Tatsumi's point, there's nothing in our conceptual framework I think the way we're developing it, that will tell us whether earnings per share should be part of general purpose financial statements. We look at it, the entity perspective would suggest that earnings per share is not relevant.
I don't understand.
No, I think it says that it shouldn't be there.
It's one way to get rid of it.
Or the reporting of net income attributable to the parent company shareholders versus non-controlling interests. I don't believe the framework would support that.
Maybe it probably useful information comes out of chapter one. I think some people are unhappy with the decisions we've made in some other projects like consolidation.
I mean, I don't disagree with the entity perspective, but I think the framework should push to there being something else.
The trouble is, Stephen, I struggle with what that something else is, to be honest. And you, I don't know whether you were there during all the discussions, but very frustrating.
Fortunately, I was.
You were, so, yeah. We went round and round in circles.
But we were going round and round in circles about proprietary versus entity. That
sort
was
of
the
an
problem.
Academic discussion.
And the proprietary was, we have to include all of the personal assets and liabilities of the shareholders in some ridiculous financial statements. And we talked about that at length, and that was just crazy, because there's no point doing that quite clearly. But whether the financial statements should separately report the profit attributable to the parent company shareholders seems to me to be fundamental. That's my point. So I don't agree with addressing proprietary versus entity, but what is the status of the parent company common shareholders? I don't think is adequately addressed in the framework.
Well, I think it is, because I think it's covered at a very general level in terms of what's the objective of financial reporting, what's the useful information to users, capital providers, and estimating the amount of time and uncertainty future cash flows, and there will be various disclosures we think are relevant in respect of that broad objective.
I'm fine with that, but I think there's a perception out there that we're not interested in the parent company shareholders, we're not interested in net income attributable to these people, we're not interested in earnings per share. That I think is the problem that we've ended up with by so emphasizing this entity view.
And actually, I don't think the conceptual framework as written would preclude earnings per share or any of those things.
It's at a high enough level that I don't think it matters.
Well, it says we're serving all these claimants, and these assets will serve all these claimants, and certain liabilities and equity are claims on those assets. Those are that's individual claimant specific. And so I think we could also say what earnings is available to individual claimants without saying you're destroying an entity concept. But you're saying maybe we need to discuss those issues.
It was my understanding that the reporting entity chapter was intended to determine what the entity is. Now, obviously, once you've determined that, there's a lot of other things you have to determine. What are its assets and liabilities and equity, for example? And so I see that you have issues that you do want to address. I'm not sure that it ought not to be part of the elements discussion instead of part of this discussion, but if you want it to be in this chapter, we can bring you a paper on it. It doesn't change the entity, though.
No, of course not.
That's the point. It's outside the scope of this project.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm in Stephen's camp in that we stressed in the paper we just finalized the purpose of financial reporting. We had a protracted kind of final discussion on that point before we finally published, and we clearly came to the conclusion that general purpose financial statements are there to serve a primary group. And we listed them in investors, creditors, etc. And so I struggle to reconcile that perspective, knowing that they're the primary users, and not saying that essentially that the perspective from which financial statements should be prepared shouldn't be for them and not the reporting entity, if you will. And as Stephen's pointing out, we have all this information in financial statements that, in theory, is really geared to the common shareholder, the parent. So I guess there seems to be somewhat of an inconsistency there.
I thought we dealt with this in this chapter by saying that when we define an entity, it's the assets available to the primary users. It's not one group. It's capital providers as a collective whole.
Right.
And if by chance one of those users, the parent company shareholders, really want to know what assets are available to them, that doesn't affect how you define the entity, but you could disclose with consolidated financial statements just the parent company financial statements themselves, but you couldn't do it only the parent company financial statements when there's control in the consolidated circumstance. So I thought we had had a lot of this conversation already.
Tom, I think that it's not this chapter. I think it must be the chapter one. I think that it's...
I think that what I just said is in this chapter, is it not?
That's what I was questioning.
What I just said was in this chapter, or is in this chapter.
But say, when we discuss about chapter one, finally we didn't include, but during the process, I think I clearly remember that even though the financial information should be provided for the capital providers, but we will not preclude to provide some information which based on the sort of the parent company notion, such as EPS or that kind of, let's say, chapter or paragraph was, we discussed it, but finally, in order to make it slim, we just deleted it. Yeah, that is my understanding of it.
Can I suggest that it's clear that not everybody is using these words the same way? There's some dissatisfaction with what we've done. So we probably do, you probably should reject the staff recommendation and say, yes, bring this back to us, explain what you're really talking about and where this ought to go in the framework.
Well, I had a big red yes here to question one, so.
What do you think?
I'm on your page.
I'm great with question one.
You're saying yes, it should be addressed.
It should be addressed.
Has it been addressed?
No, I understand that.
I'm not even sure you have enough information to know whether it ought to be addressed in this chapter. That's the in this chapter part that I'm talking about. And if not, no, well, it's perhaps some of that, but it's also these terms have been used to mean so many different things. And I just think we need to make sure that we're all talking about the same thing and we're clear, and if you believe this needs to be in the framework somewhere, then we need to put it in there somewhere, but it may not be in this chapter, but we ought to decide that. And so I think we should bring back some more information on this topic and try to clarify it without using buzzwords so that we can know what we're talking about and decide what to do about it.
Okay. The second issue relates to combined financial statements. At the October joint meeting, some board members raised concerns that the exposure draft was not clear about when it would be appropriate to prepare combined financial statements. The staff thinks most of the issues raised by constituents are standards level issues. However, one potential issue for discussion at the conceptual level is whether the board should restrict the use of combined financial statements to entities that are under common control. Unless the boards decide to retain the proposal on the exposure draft and restrict the use of combined financial statements to entities that are under common control, the staff thinks the boards will need to spend significant time to develop concepts related to combined financial statements. Staff members have mixed views regarding whether the board should do so. Question two for the boards, ask if the boards would like to restrict the use of combined financial statements to entities under common control.
Waco and then Yang.
I not support the question is whether people should board this restrict. I don't think we should. This relates to another fundamental question is stop summarized based on from the comments. That is whether these chapters of conceptual framework should be prescriptive and restrictive. And the question is whether such kind of restriction should be specified by us or by others, or within the conceptual framework, or within standards. I think, as I said, this relates to fundamental questions, I think staff will bring back to us in the future meetings. If I want to answer this question directly, I don't think conceptual framework should be so restrictive.
Yeah. I basically agree with Megu. I don't think the conceptual framework should prohibit the use of this if people find it, or we find it in a standard, useful way of presenting a certain situation. But I don't think it's a conceptual framework matter.
I think that we should restrict it. This chapter makes the point that the boundaries of the reporting entity are determined by control. And in the context of combined financial statements that we have in mind here, I always thought we were focusing on circumstances where control existed in relation to the entities that were to be combined. They were under common control. A controlling party would not be a part of those combined financial statements for a whole host of reasons. If you go beyond that, what's the notion then that's going to drive the determination of the boundaries of this other entity? Where does that lead us? I just don't know.
Is this
right
on this point?
We also have another notion in the reporting entity, a circumscribed area of economic interest, which has nothing to do with control. That is also a reporting entity in this chapter.
Yes, but that circumscribed area of economic interest, or whatever the words were.
Yes, those words.
What's the boundary of that entity is determined by, in effect, the assets that entity controls,
no,
directly and indirectly.
I don't think so. Maybe Ron can help us. I think it was not in this respect. It was those assets and those, the performance of that entity or within the entity is of interest to some external parties who may have an interest, not necessarily control of that.
Yeah, but what we're talking about here is combining entities.
Challenging your assertion that only control defines or important entity, and say there is at least one exception, which is the economic interest that we have also in this chapter.
Yeah, I read paragraph 21, Warren, I kind of understood the point you were making. It's actually the second sentence of paragraph 21, but I'm empathetic to the view of this one respondent. It wasn't me. Noted that combined financial statements may provide useful information about entities under common management, in addition to entities under common control. And I can think of a particular example of a company that I rated that wasn't under common control, but essentially they were under common management. And we put them together, or asked that they be put together, in order to get a sense as to how the primary organization was going to repay its obligations. And it was quite useful to understand and see them viewed as a unitary business, even though they weren't under common control. The reason why they weren't under common control was because the state law prohibited them from being under common control. It was a healthcare facility and healthcare providers. So I could see a situation where this information could be useful to Philippe's point in describing, an area of general economic interest or activity. I wouldn't want to stop that by the conceptual framework.
Yeah, Well,
many cooperative banks in Europe, many cooperative banks are entities which have common management. A central unit is managing. There is no economic control in the sense of ownership, but there is a lot of intertwining in the management, the guarantees. One will make it good for the others in case of problems, and that is of importance to the creditors, at least.
But the question I would have is, are those general purpose financial statements?
Yes.
You think they are?
Yes.
Can I ask, when did you have that? Because we have an EITF issue that specifically dealt with that because state law prohibits it. We ended up, under certain scenarios, consolidating that because of your exact scenario. So if you had that...
It was somewhere between 2003 and 2008. I'll tell you exactly when.
So, the EITF issues then.
Was it handled during that time?
I can't tell you that. You
got Tatsumi and then...
So thank you. Fit, I'll say it. Pearl is 21.
You have an easy statement.
I do not understand the under common management. So, and under common control. And if I'm not quite sure. So by having the under common management, unintendedly expand the sort of the scope of the reporting entity. So, and I would like to clarify what it means. So, and also that under common control is why say ultimate I think the person who controls the other entities just accept that guy, and the under common control entities has to be a boundary for the reporting other reporting entity. It's slightly different from the consolidation notion, I think. So I think we should clarify to some extent. So I think that two things I have is under common management. I'm not sure what it is, so I don't want to expand to that area, but I would like to know what it is. And then under common control, whether it that notion is consistent with sort of the control notion, which leads to the consolidated financial statement. I'm not quite sure on that relationship as a definition of reporting. If possible, I would like to say staff to clarify that point. But obviously, you will resume after July, so I will not be related to that.
Tom.
Head of
self-admittance.
I think we have differences of views here. I agree with Warren, but that doesn't, I don't think that's definitive here. I think the staffer is asking us a question, can we make a definitive decision on this issue now? And I think the answer is no. I think that we need to examine this more deeply.
Yeah. I think that's probably right, actually, Tom, thinking about it, because, I mean, my line of thinking expressed, I think, sort of implicit. The definition of reporting entity is a notion of control that we don't actually spell out. And that work does have some restrictive effect in terms of the entities you might want to bring together and show them as one. So yeah, we need to have that articulated and then we can have a debate.
Yeah, I think so.
I view this not unlike the parent company issue. Is there a circumscribed area of economic interest that might be of value to someone? Yes, if you're under common control. But can you report those exclusive of the other controlling relationships? No.
That's
okay. Or that would be my view, but I think we have to bring it back.
I think that gets to the concern that I've had, which is I probably agree that if we're going to allow combinations, they all have to be under common control. But I have felt that the concept behind when you would be able to combine those subsidiary entities is just not clear. So not to say that it shouldn't be allowed, especially in some kind of special purpose report, but otherwise I think it's a free-for-all when you could combine those types of subsidiaries.
I have difficulty how do you combine the stockholders' equity in those situations, so it's going to be a big mess.
Yeah.
what do you do with stuff? What do you put this company with this company? How is it useful? Combined financial, under common control, I can get there. But on common management, I want to think through. I want to see it, though. I'm not saying that we should preclude the dialogue, but I want to see how it will all emerge.
I think a common example might be pro forma financial statements prepared in connection with a business combination. And you have no common control yet. They are general to me, they're general purpose financial statements.
But in a pro forma
And they're combined financial statements.
In a pro forma financial statements, you have to assume the shares are issued and the stockholders' equity will show only one section. And the retained earnings is the retained earnings of the acquirer.
Understood.
So it won't work it way.
But there is no, maybe you could say, well, we're assuming common control. But I think there's that's a frequent example of combined statements when there is, the common control does not exist.
But it's also like,
yeah, but it's as if.
It's
as if.
Well, it could be. Yes.
You have the dual listed companies. So dual listed companies, which have two entities working to the Eurotunnel, KFC Eurotunnel France. One common management, two entities listed on two markets, but a lot of pooling of the outcome for two groups of shareholders. To prohibit this entity to report the role of its activities to the shareholders makes no sense to me.
But there's probably a concept underlying that. But that's my only point, is that if we could explain when it would be appropriate to do that, I'd be fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's the issue.
In asking these questions, one of the objectives of the staff was to ensure that we won't get this done in the short term.
Ram is an evil design.
Thank you, Ram.
Ram is an evil design.
I wouldn't have said it quite like that.
Yeah, we know. I think they were hoping that we'd be able to agree immediately and they could go drafting while we're going into hunker down mode.
So, what are the implications then, Ron?
Well, the more important question, perhaps, or not, sorry, not more important, but the follow-on question is, what do we do now? And if you look back at, I accept that we need to do more work on both of those issues. We haven't resolved either one, but still are interested in at least trying to resolve them. I think some of what you talk about may end up being something you want in a standard instead of a concept, but we've got to go through that to figure that out. The follow-on question then is, and I guess I ought to leave this for Nobu, what do you want us to do now?
D.
Leave and don't come back?
is that an option?
Come back in. It's always an option. You guys are the bosses. Come back in as soon as we can and continue to debate this, or wait until you have cleared the agenda some and then come back. I mean, that's in a nutshell the last question.
I think we've already aligned that decision, haven't we, in effect?
Well, yeah. The state could work on some of this stuff behind the scenes.
We could work on it, yes.
But not bring it back to us.
Right.
July 2011.
B. Yeah.
My view is stop now until we finalize consolidation chapter of course, joint ventures or joint arrangements. Unless Noble have totally different views with Eric on the fundamental issues related to consolidation and joint arrangements.
How come Alan's getting picked up?
Consoles.
Oh, I think
it's so. I actually can't see the game. I would like to get this done. But the issues that we've just agreed to do further work on take the staff some time to work up and take us some time to discuss, but I just don't think we're going to have time in the next 7 months to do that. So, sure, the staff can keep working those up, but I don't think they'll come to the board until the second half of next year.
That would be my impression, and if nobody objects, we will. I mean, it's not a technical decision, but you won't see us again until you've cleared the agenda some.
But do you feel you have enough guidance to keep
Well, we
running?
Know how to start. I'm not sure how far we're going to get. We'll have to work on it to see. My question that's not in this paper, and again, it's not a technical question, but it is one that I think I know the answer to, but I want you to tell me anyway. There's another active phase of the Concepts Project, and that's measurement. Now, do you feel any different about that when you know that one's been difficult and you know you had reached some back in July, I think it was, but we're not near a document?
Well, can I respond to that? Well, it seems to me it's in the same category as this one in a sense. And so the question really goes back to you, Tom. Do you feel you need to come back to the boards for some further direction so that you can keep working on that project? Because I think it would be a pity to just let that one lie on the back burner without the staff being able to progress it whilst we're sort of busy doing other things.
We have tried that approach on that project. It didn't work. So on that one, we do need to come back to you before we do very much more. I mean, there's some things we can do. We've got a new staff now. They can educate themselves to what we have done so far, and we can lay out the issues we need to talk to you about. But there's some pretty key ones like the business model, which we haven't talked about at all. How does that affect measurement? And I don't know how far we can get until we come back to you and talk about a few of those things.
Can you come in December?
With two people that have just started working on the project, we could come, but I'm not sure it would be, the memo would be the quality that it really needs to be.
Because I'm thinking we might have capacity in December.
Well,
then not for a long time.
Okay, we will see what we can do.
It all depends on lease insurance and to what extent the substantive is going to be in January. We might have some capacity in January.
Okay. I mean, we could get a slot in one of those meetings. You might only need an hour.
Right. Just to give you direction to then.
Yeah, group. It is some direction that we need. And I'd be much more comfortable that we could get a better quality memo by January than we could by December. Okay. We can work on it, and if it develops that we can't do it, we'll let you know as soon as we know that. And if we don't get on the agenda, so be it. I mean, the staff's here. They're going to be working on it either way.
Okay. One comment I want to ask, not just to Ron, but to all of us. Given the amount of requests we got regarding the other comprehensive income, what do we have? Any thoughts to bring it into conceptual framework to have a debate on that? At some point in time, we got to bite that bullet. And I think if we are not going to see you for 6 months, if that is the direction, I would like to understand any thoughts that you have given, Ron, on that issue, because I think there's something we need to elevate it.
I think that's definitely part of the elements phase. And we do hope to be able to lay some groundwork to talk to you about that phase. We have no hope, but we don't plan at all to come back before June 30th. But we do, that will, and so Tatsumi, you can forget all about this.
Let me say, Ron, that's a great relief.
But we will attempt to do that. I guess I just have one more question, and that's, it's kind of a tech plan related thing. Do we need to announce that we're not working on this project? I assume we do, until after June 30th, and that measurement we're not sure about yet. We're going to come back with one more. I mean, would you even bring that up in this quarterly report that we discussed this morning? Or
I'm not sure about the quarterly report because I don't think we've ever reported on the conceptual framework in that report.
Okay.
But on our individual tech plans, I think we currently have a letter, an F for reporting entity. I think we take it off.
We have already taken it off.
Okay, right. And so then there on measurement, I doubt we have a letter.
No, we don't have it.
So it would just be commentary.
Okay.
It is curious that it's not in our work plan, because if you see how it's organized now, there is a category called Other Joint Projects.
Emissions,
I mean, these are other joint projects.
Yeah.
It could be added in quite easily, I think. It would do no harm. So.
written on the screen.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments, thoughts? Okay, we start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And what time do we complete tomorrow evening?
The schedule is to finish at 12:45.
So, ISB, 2 minutes, just to Hedging ED. I just need to get some clarification on some logistics for that.
Okay.
So I can give me...
Okay.
So ISB, my understanding is I'm going to arrange for hard copies of the Hedging ED pre-ballot. It will be available at 6 a.m. on Friday morning Eastern Time. That's 6 a.m. here, 11 a.m. in London. I will arrange for copies for Philippe, Elka, Daryl, Tatsumi, and Peter.
Under Warren.
For,
no, no, I'm going to be here.
From the hotel, yeah. And for Warren here. The others, I'm assuming, are picking up copies in their own way.
Yes.
If I've left you off the list, let me know.
Yeah, I like one. I was told that they put it under the door at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No. I've got to physically... We've got to get somebody here to...
I see there. The reason I'm asking is I'm leaving at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning from the hotel. If it's...
Even if it's 8:30.
Yes.
Room
233.
Can I have one too, Alan?
What time are you leaving?
I can get it Friday.
I'll pick it up at reception. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Wait, well, you're leaving tomorrow night.
Okay.
But and it's not ready till the next day.
Okay.
So I can't. So it's only people who are around here on Friday I can arrange comments.
What's the waitlist to
reception? Email. Okay, so I'll cross you off for later.